Father God, we thank you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for all things. Thank you, Lord, for all your many blessings, Lord, that you have restored upon us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all the gifts that you've endowed us with, that we might see things clearly, Lord, according to your will and according to your working, God, that we not turn to the left, that we not turn to the right, Lord, that we stay steadfast in the things of God, and that we can edify your church in these last days and cause them to turn back to you, Lord, and do the things according to your will and according to your working. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so it's a couple of things that I want to go over, kind of, you know, provide answers for some of the things I said in the last message, you know, so how women are to go about doing what God wants them to do and fulfilling the things according to the word of God. So we know the young men of America, you know, I see this all the time on my phone when I open it up. And it says that the young men in America are falling far behind. And it's mainly because these kids and these young men and boys spend the majority of their time playing video games. And they're not seeking the presence of the Lord. But God in the church will always have a young man who has the spirit of God in him. And you can tell, you know, from a young age, you know, you can point him out clearly, you know, because I remember, you know, myself, you know, I being that child, you know, because, you know, the Sunday school teachers and all, they would always come to me and my mom and say, you know, your son has a real good understanding, you know, of the Bible, you know, but God kind of steered me away from those traditions because he didn't want me, you know, entangled with the traditions of the church, because I would have been just another one, you know, just going to church and entangled in those things, you know, and if God truly separated you, even as he did Moses, and he did Samuel, and he did Jeremiah, and he did David, and the list goes on and on and on from all the, and I'm not comparing myself to those men, but I'm just saying, you know, in general, that's the way God works. God, the spirit of God will be upon that child, and you will recognize him. So when do women get to the point that they see that there is no men in the church, full grown men standing up for the Lord, then they ought to seek through fasting and praying, you know, God for that one child that's in the church, you know, that they can, you know, bring before God, and God will anoint him and put his words in that child's mouth, you know, because he said, I anointed Samson, I called you from your mother's womb, and didn't let none of his words fall to the ground. And if we do things right in decency and order, God will not fail us. He will lead us to what we need to do to accomplish his will. That's the way it's always been. You know, even when Saul did not measure up, God had already appointed David from a young boy. He had already appointed him. He said the Spirit of God is in him. And likewise, there's always a child or a young boy in that church that the Spirit of God is upon. And people can recognize it and they can see it clearly with their eyes. We got to separate that child. We got to separate that child from amongst all the other children. And you understand? And sanctify him and preserve him unto the Lord. We can't allow him to do what the other, children are doing. We got to separate him, or he will be corrupted just like the rest of the children. He will, because he's going to want to do all the things the other children are doing. He's going to want to play video games. He's going to want to do all these things. But God, if we do it according to God's way and according to God's will, God will preserve that child. He will, no matter what that child go through in life. At the appointed time, God will bring him back when it's necessary. Because remember Moses. Moses was taught in the way of Egypt from a child. He was taught. But Moses was 80 years old when God called him to go back into Egypt. So don't tell me what God can't do. He can do it to fulfill his will, and he will do it. So we don't have excuses to say, well, there's no men standing up in the church. God got a man child somewhere. It's always going to be a man child somewhere. You understand? So we need to line up to the Bible and do the things according to the way and the will of God, or we're going to fall short. Like I said, it's no excuses. There's no excuses. You understand? God is God, and he is able to raise up whom he will, when he will, and how he will. He is the Almighty God. He is the Almighty God. And we know that sin and iniquity is working in the world right now as we speak. It's abounding everywhere in the earth. And so we know that I spoke on this thing, you know, I don't know how, I guess in every message, you know, about Trump and Putin and Elon Musk and the Pope, you know, but they too are just vessels, but they're not vessels of God. They're vessels of Satan, because these men love power and they're power hungry and they greed. The devil can use them, but we must always remember the devil is the one that's guiding these men. They're not doing this of themselves. But because of the lust for power and not, you know, because they're not seeking God and God's will, then they're going to be given over to Satan. But they are willingly doing it. God don't have to do anything. These people are willingly serving the devil. You think they don't know who they serve? Because they're in counsel with him. They're in counsel with the devil, directing them and showing them what they got to do to fulfill the will of Satan. And so the devil has his ministers, you know, so to speak. And they are the ones that's leading these nations. Every one of them. They're in counsel with Satan himself. And they're directing them. Because remember, the Bible said they will willingly give their power to the beast. They will willingly give it over because they all working for the same agent. You understand? They're working for the same agent, who is Satan. So that's why they will willingly give over their power. You understand? But the devil's kingdom will come down. It will fall. It will fall. All his kingdom will fail. Because there's only one everlasting kingdom, and that's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Almighty God. And we know that Jesus sits on the right hand of the Father. Because he's been faithful, he's been true, he's been tried. You understand? And God said, "It is well done, my good and faithful servant." Jesus fulfilled all the will of God. And likewise, these men will fulfill all the will of Satan and do all the things that Satan is rotten, you know, that he's going to do in the world. Even signs and wonders and miracle, they will be able to perform it. You understand? Because they're given over to the devil. But we know that these things are not of God. Why? We know. Because these things will steer people away from God. They won't bring them to God. They will get further and further away from the truth and denying the power of the Almighty God. They will deny him. But whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So we must stand fast in the faith of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who's able to resurrect us from the dead. He's able to resurrect us and give us life eternal. That's who our salvation is in. It's in Jesus, and it's in Jesus alone. It's not in some signs and wonders and things that, you know, that the devil is doing. because he can imitate, but he is not God. He will never be God. He wants to be worshiped as he is God, but he will not. He will either even stand in the holy place and try to get people to worship him, and they will worship him, but not the true servants of the Almighty God. Because he is God, and he's able to hold his people fast that they might resist all the things of the world to come and serve only the one true living God. He is the Almighty God. Stand fast, O ye nation of God. Stand fast in the faith of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is able to deliver us from all things. Because the Bible tells us God is good. And he is unto us faithful unto all things. But he will in no way acquit the wicked. They shall be utterly cut off by the Lord God Almighty. The wicked will be cut off by God because they refuse to yield to the will of God. They refuse to acknowledge that Jesus is the Christ. And they refuse to bow and serve God and God alone. But they serve pleasures and they serve Satan. You understand? Because if you're not going with God, then you're going with the devil. Okay, and I can't put it any more plainly than that. There's no two ways of putting it. If you're not going with God, you're going with the devil. There is no middle ground in this. Like Moses says, choose you this day who you gonna serve. Choose. If you be for God, then let's go with God. Everybody else will be cut down. And the earth open up and consume them that did not stand up for God, that did not want to serve God. The earth opened up and swallowed them right there in the wilderness. And we know what happened. The others that were rebellious, they wandered in the wilderness 40 years until they were all consumed. And they did not enter into the land of the promise. They did not enter in because they did not believe. They did not believe, even though in the tabernacle, when God would come down, they feared. And when Moses would come out of the tabernacle, he had to cover his face because of the brightness of the Lord's. The Lord's face shone upon him. They could not deal with it. Moses had to cover his face from them because they did not trust and believe God. But God communed with them. And the Bible said that God communed and talked to Moses as a man talked to his friend, because he was a true man of God. He was, as God was speaking in the earth, Moses spoke for God unto the children of Israel, but they still did not believe. They still did not believe. God designed all things for them that they may see. And the Bible said those things were similar to the things that were made after the things that were in heaven. All the worship and all those things, even the sacrifices, were a similitude of things to come. Even Jesus Christ, back then, it was revealed unto them because the priest had to continually go into the temple. Every year he had to go in, you know, to cleanse himself from his sins and from the sins of the people. And they had to do the daily ritual of the sacrifices for the atonement of sins. But Jesus was our high priest, and he only needed to do it once. Once Jesus died and he rose again, that blood was sufficient. We no longer have to make the daily sacrifice. It's done. It's finished. It's complete by the Almighty God and his son, Jesus Christ. You understand? God is eternal. It's not temporary. It's not a temporary fix. We don't need a temporary fix. All we need is to be saved and yield to the will of the Almighty God, and we shall be delivered from our sins and from condemnation and from the wrath of God that's to come upon this wicked world and upon this nation. because America will fall. Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. The great and terrible day of the Lord is at hand. It's at hand. Judgment is here. Judgment is here. And America will fall. She will fall. She will crumble. All of her torment will come in 1 hour. We will not escape the wrath of God because of the sin that's in the land, because of the corruption, the sorcery, the idolatry. Even as in California, even as California burned, because these people blasphemed God on their Golden Globe Awards, because they worship one another. These people are considered idols one to another. They worship one another. You see Taylor Swift, all these people that come in to see her, and they will do anything just to get a glimpse of her. They don't care. That's why they're called idols, because they are worshipped by men and by women and by children. They are worshipped. You understand? It's idolatry. And God will bring all of these things down. I'm telling you, God will bring it down. He will. Stand, because it is sin against the Almighty God. He said, have no other God before me, and I will not share my glory with another. He is God. He is God. He is God. Repent and turn to him that's able to keep us from falling. The Almighty God. He is the first. He is the last. He is the beginning. He is the end. He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. God is all in all, and there is no other to serve. So thank God for his grace. Father, we praise you. God, we lift you up. We bless you because of your anointing, God, and because of your spirit. God, that your spirit might continue, God, to go out through the earth and separate your people from among the wicked that's in the earth. And you said, come out from among them. Come out from among the sinners of the earth and fellowship with the Almighty God. Fellowship in spirit and in truth and serve him. He is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be praised. We must exalt him above all things else daily. We must submit ourselves unto the will of the Almighty God. Submit yourself unto God and not unto the works of your own hands as Israel did. All we need is faith. All we need is faith. And faith will lead us to righteousness. And righteousness will lead us to holiness, that we might serve God. We might serve him. He is the Almighty God. Surrender your will unto him.